The Talk Radio Experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Your calls and a ton of important news on the economy and the unfolding police state coming up in 30 minutes. Prominent lawyer and former Deputy Attorney General of Pennsylvania, Phil Berg, is our guest for the next 30 minutes. And I wanted to get him on because his website, ObamaCrimes.com, has received about 25 million visits in the last month or so, got international attention. He, of course, has investigated 9/11, been involved in the 9/11 Truth Movement. He's not what you'd call a right-winger who has an axe to grind against Barack Obama. He had the question a few months ago raised to him about Obama not being a full U.S. citizen, the type that could run for president. The fact of, you know, where was he really born? Was he born in Kenya? Jerome Corsi tried to go out there last week and was detained for a day trying to investigate that. Barack Obama has been challenged to release his birth certificate and other documents, and as well as passport data that would prove it one way or the other, and hasn't. Now, other presidential candidates in the past have released the type of material, so that's what's so suspicious, and he's got a lawsuit in and a court looking at that right now. And so to break down why this is so serious, we are joined by Phil Berg. Mr. Berg, thanks for coming on.
My pleasure, Alex. Haven't seen you in a while. Good speaking with you.
Good to have you. Last time I physically saw you was up in Chicago for a big event we were having up there for 9/11 Truth and the 9/11 victim family member, Mrs. Mariani. Okay, for the audience that isn't aware of this, give them the basic facts we know, and then the big issue that Obama will not disprove this. He just, and that's why something really is rotten in the state of Denmark. We know he went to foreign schools. We know he went to Muslim schools. Not saying that's a bad thing. The point is he's lied about it. We know his dad was, you know, basically a Muslim. We know he was raised in other parts of the world. His mother was a Marxist-Leninist. He's connected to all these terrorist groups. There's no doubting it. He's been caught lying about that. And then there's a question of him even being a citizen, and why that's important for me is that he's totally compromised then. Different groups and elements can use that to influence the president, and it looks like right now with him in about 9-10 points ahead, 7-10 points depending on the poll ahead, he's a little bit less ahead in the Electoral College, but still ahead there as well, and that lead widening, this is more important than ever with the election 25 days away.
Absolutely, and it's a total disgrace that the national media continues to protect Obama, not vet him. Now for 20 months, no questions are raised of him. And I'm doing this because the most important document in our country is the U.S. Constitution. I'm a lifelong Democrat, but I'm pursuing this for the U.S. Constitution. And just as a side note, look what they're doing to Governor Palin, which I could care less, but look what they're doing to her. They're ripping her apart. They're going in her closet, under her bed, asking all kinds of questions. And if they want to do that, why haven't they done it to Obama? I mean, I don't get this special mystique around him that they're not doing anything about it, and I think it's a total disgrace. But what's important here, not only my lawsuit, he has refused to release anything. He's refused to release his medical records. He's refused to release his records from Occidental College, from Columbia University, and from Harvard. So he's hiding something probably on those applications that might say where he's really a citizen from. But my case is that under the U.S. Constitution, there's three qualifications. Number one, 35 years of age, Obama is. Number two, you live in the United States for 14 continuous years. Yes, Obama has. Number three, you be a natural-born citizen. We do not believe, well, I don't think he is at all. I'm 99.99% sure that he's not. Now, first off, many of your listeners go to vacation, say, in Jamaica or Mexico or Canada or even to Kenya. If the mother and father of the child are both citizens of the United States and the child is born out of the country, the child is considered natural born when the child comes back via a U.S. United States passport, which they secure at the embassy wherever they are. However, in this case, we know that his mother is from Kansas, but his father is from Kenya. So when only one parent is a United States citizen, you look at the law in effect at that time. The law in effect at that time states that the mother, or, well, not the mother, whoever is a United States citizen must be a, have lived continuously in the United States for 10 years. His mother did, but 5 of those years had to be after the age of 14. 14 and 5 is 19. She was 18 years of age when she delivered Obama. So if she delivered Obama where we think in Kenya, the ball game's over. You know, he's not a natural born citizen. Now, some of your listeners might say, oh, that's a little technicality, 18 years, 19 years. I didn't create the law. Alex Jones, you didn't create the law. The law is on the books then. There's laws on the books now. You have to look at the book and look at the laws and apply them. And what's a disgrace here is, like, for instance, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger from California, people talk to him about running for governor, president, and he says, fine, go amend the Constitution. What happened to Obama? He says, I don't care about the Constitution, apparently, and yet he taught constitutional law. It just doesn't make sense. Now,
well, what about the constitutional crisis if he does get in? This is bound to come out later.
Oh, absolutely. If he ends up getting elected and this isn't resolved till later, we're going to have a constitutional crisis for this reason. He'll be sitting in the office of president, not being qualified, and world leaders at this point, because I've talked to people over in England, over in Europe, they're aware of the situation. They say 100% he was born in Kenya. Therefore, they're not going to want to deal with him as president. The only way to get him out of office at that time, you could keep suing him, but we know that it's very difficult to sue an incumbent president. So the situation would be impeachment. Well, impeachment is very, very difficult. And especially at that point, they'd have a Democratic Congress, so there wouldn't be impeachment. People wouldn't want to deal with him. Any law, actually, that he signed into effect would really be illegal. We'd have a real mess on our hands. And Obama owes an obligation to all the citizens in this country to come clean. You are or you're not.
And that's the big issue. Yeah. I mean, this has become a huge issue the last few months, thanks to you and others, and they are stonewalling.
Here's the thing. I've been saying it on the radio, on show after show, and I'll say it again here. I challenge to Obama, okay? If I am wrong, prove certified copies of the following documents to the court, not to me, because I'll explain on his website. Send us your certified copies of your birth certificate, of any changed birth certificates thereafter from adoption, an oath of allegiance which you might have taken, or certificate of citizenship, and I'll explain that in a minute. If you show those documents and it proves you're natural born, I'll close down the case, I'll walk away. But he hasn't done it, and I heard you mention our website. It's ObamaCrimes.com, ObamaCrimes.com. We opened it up 5 weeks ago. As of this morning, we're over 30 million hits. This is such a hot topic, and I just sent you over a video they did the other day, and it's on our website at Independence Hall the other day, and already it's up near 150,000 views on it since yesterday. This is just... Obama is putting us into a constitutional crisis. Now, if you are, show it to us. If not, what are you hiding? Now, the thing is, the reason I said the certificate of citizenship, assume for a minute he was born in Hawaii, which I really doubt. If he was born in Hawaii, he would have lost his citizenship when he went to Indonesia. People say, how could that happen? In his book, he states, my stepfather, after his parents divorced, his mother remarried, and she married a Lolo Sotoro from Indonesia. In his book, he says, my stepfather returned to Indonesia before my mother and I did. When we returned, I immediately went to school. Well, in the 1960s, Indonesia was at war, and the only people allowed in school there were citizens of Indonesia. So one of two things happened. Either his stepfather, Lolo Sotoro, adopted him or acknowledged him. There's two provisions in the law.
And by the way, it was basically a Muslim dictatorship then, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
I mean, we got a guy going to a Muslim dictatorship, going to a Muslim school, and they and you know, Obama will jump over anything that isn't right, but he will not respond to this. And I'm not saying if he's a Muslim that's an evil thing. The point is to act like you're a five-headed kook, you know, from Planet 12. If you mention this, this guy, it's just, there's evidence all over the place.
Whatever you say to him, he just says, oh, it's like no big deal. Like, Ayers is no big deal, Reverend Wright's no big deal. Nothing's a big deal.
Now the PLO's no big deal.
But, you know, interesting, let's think back a few years, and I'm sure some of your listeners, when McGovern was running for president. Are we taking a break? Let's take a break.
Yeah, we're going to take a break.
Okay, I'll be with you. I'll stay with you.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Phil Berg, we appreciate you. ObamaCrimes.com. Links up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com about this. Look, he could easily put all this to bed by releasing the real birth certificate, but he won't do it. We'll be right back.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Do you want to pay for the government bailout of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac? You may have no choice. Obviously, taxpayers are on the hook for over $6 trillion. That's right, trillion dollars in mortgages held by these two corporations. The part that most people don't realize is that this bailout can have significant adverse effects on their 401ks and IRAs. Unless you're planning to help pay for this bailout with your personal retirement funds, you need to act now. The solution is to fund a self-directed IRA with gold and silver. Put your retirement money beyond the reach of government financiers today by calling 1-866-323-5665. SafeGrow IRAs are just a phone call away. That's 1-866-323-5665. Mike or Jim at Midas Resources can help you protect your retirement nest egg. Get informed and ask for our free report on the unseen fallout of the Fannie Freddie rescue. Call 1-866-323-5665.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is a real issue, ladies and gentlemen. He lived in a Muslim dictatorship when basically only Muslims were allowed to go to government schools. It was a Muslim madrasa. And I'm sorry. Why is the first black guy that gets in the position of power to really run for president in a serious fashion Barack Obama? I could care less. Again, I have no guilt. I'm a young guy. I don't care what color you are. I'm not going to play into that. I hear all these Obamanoid cultists. I'm not for McCain. The point is that you're called a conspiracy theorist if you talk about what is admitted here, this guy is covering a lot of stuff up. And the evidence is he was really born in Kenya. And then Jerome Corsi tries to fly over there with a best-selling book about it, Investigative Reporter. And he gets grabbed, gets nabbed. And then the Annenberg Foundation's blocking release of the things he did there. It just goes on and on and on. And I think that's why Wall Street likes Obama, is because they'll have this guy fully compromised. He can also sell the left on a lot of the police state agendas that are coming. Going back to Attorney Phil Berg, former Deputy Attorney General in Pennsylvania, who I've known for about 5 years, great guy investigating this, a Democrat himself. Phil, continue.
Yeah, I just was mentioning Dan Quayle for a second because when he misspelled the word potato, no one ever let it down. And Obama, it seems whatever he does, everyone just says it's fine. I loved about 2 months ago when he went to the state of Oregon. He said, I'm now at my 57th state, and they wouldn't let me go to Alaska or Hawaii. I didn't know we had 59 states in this country.
I mean, I thought the 50th state was Alaska, or is it Hawaii?
Yeah.
I know there's only 50. I know that.
Well, he's at 59. The reason I say that is if any other candidate said it, it would have been all over the news. But whatever he says, it's like he gets a
Well, I've watched him on C-SPAN. When he's actually giving a speech or a talk, if it isn't a teleprompter, he's bumbling around.
Absolutely, absolutely. But you know what? And I'm not going after him for that reason. I'm going after him for one reason. There's nothing more important than our U.S. Constitution. That's why they just made the film the other day in front of Independence Hall where it was founded. And he has to respect the Constitution. And if he won't respect the Constitution, he's not going to respect anything else, and we have real trouble because world leaders know he's not qualified.
Now, you have a court case. Tell folks the minutia of this, what you're demanding, what he's supposed to produce, and what the court is doing.
Sure. Excuse me. I filed suit in the United States District Court for the Eastern District of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. The suit was filed back on August 21st. Obama and the Democratic National Committee were served officially on September 4th, but on August 22nd, they received fax copies of the complaint, so they're well aware of it. First of all, I must say this, that it's really outrageous that the Democratic National Committee is joining in with Obama on the next few steps to block everything. I'll tell you in a minute, because the Democratic National Committee has, in my opinion, a different role than Obama. The Democratic National Committee has a responsibility to all Democrats, to come forth and make sure that a qualified candidate is presented. And if they didn't know anything about this before my lawsuit, they sure knew about it when the lawsuit, and they had an obligation to go to Obama and say, what's going on here? Because if you don't belong as a candidate here, then, you know, then at this point, you know, we got a substitute. We have to
and
do
by the way,
else.
These questions have been around for about a year. I mean, it's not like they just popped up yesterday.
Well, great point because you said that. And the reason I think that's a great point, Alex, is this, that it's been around for about a year. So what happens in June of 2008, very significant, listen carefully, your listeners. In June 2008, the Obama campaign, to offset these rumors and say everything straight, they put on their own website. I didn't put it there. Alex didn't put it on there. Obama put it on their on his own campaign website, a certification of live birth from Hawaii, indicating he was born in Hawaii. The problem with that document is, and we had our experts look at it, and it's on our site, ObamaCrimes.com, is that it's a forgery. It's a document that has been altered. So if he really had a birth certificate from Hawaii, why didn't you put up a birth certificate, not a forged document? That's why I've asked.
Let's be clear, though. It's a certificate of live birth that appears to be altered. Why not produce the birth certificate?
Correct. And I think the reason they can't produce a birth certificate is because they don't have a birth certificate. You know, this is very simple. You know, all of your listeners, when you go for a passport, when you go for a driver's license, you must produce your birth certificate. It's not like we're asking for something special. We're not asking for a Social Security number. You know, we're asking for his
birth certificate. No, I went to renew my passport last year, and I had to have the original birth certificate.
Right. Someone called me about an hour ago and said, I just want to tell you, I went to get my passport, and I've been carrying a certification of live birth around for 40 years. I went to use it for my passport, and they said, sorry, no good. You need your birth certificate.
And by the way, that's another issue. You have tried, and others have tried, to get his passport records to show when he was in Kenya right around that time, as he'd be traveling on his mother's passport. They're blocking that. I mean, again, if they've got, why not just release it?
Well, they're not releasing because they don't have. So in the court case that was filed, we filed the case. They had till September 24th to file an answer or some other motion. Well, on the last day to file, They found a joint motion, Obama and the DNC, a motion to dismiss. They waited to the last day saying, I don't have standing and there's no proper relief that I'm requesting. We normally would have 14 days to respond to that. The judge's secretary called and said, Mr. Berg, could you respond in 5 days? We did. We responded 5 days on September 29th, and that's what's frustrating now because it's 2 weeks ago. We submitted to the judge our opposition to their motion to dismiss. So now we're
trying to run the clock down. Now, I know people in other states are saying they're filing their own investigations. Any word on that?
I know a number of people have asked us, and the lawsuits which people are thinking about and we're even thinking about is to file against the Secretary of State of the various states. I happen to be in Pennsylvania. I just sent a letter to the Secretary of State asking for documentation, and I was told it's a privilege. They can't give it to me. But because if we sue the Secretary of State saying you don't have a qualified candidate, and only you need suits maybe in 6-7 states if the judge doesn't rule properly in my case, and he's taken off the ballot in any of like 6 major states, it's all over for...
Well,
for
I mean, what if the clock gets run down, and then a week after the election we find out he's really a foreigner?
Well, then we can go on November 4th. You're not really elected president. It goes.
You get sworn in January.
No. There's something in between called the Electoral College.
Yes.
So we could bring a challenge to the Electoral College. We will continue to pursue this case. That's why on our website we're asking for contributions and if people can help.
My God! But you know what's going to happen either way? There's going to be rioting if it comes out he's a foreigner.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing. If there's a riot, you know, people are saying, oh, you know what's going to happen? There's going to be a riot. If there's any riots out there, there shouldn't be any riots, and hopefully all the leaders in this country, black and white and Hispanic, whoever, get together and say, you know what? Stop. No rioting, because the only one at fault here is Obama himself.
Well, justice be done, may the heavens fall.
Well, Obama should be held responsible for this. And we're going to do everything to make sure that the responsibility is to the right person, because there's no reason. You know, people have called me, you know, how come you're doing this? You're a Republican. I say, sorry, I'm a Democrat all my life. Then they've accused me now of being a racist. And I say, well, I have.
Well, that's a joke.
Well, my response to that is very simply, I happen to be Jewish, but also I happen to be a paid-up life member of the NAACP. So what's your next question? You know, the only one at fault here is who? Is Barack Obama and his staff.
Look, he's acting very sneaky, very suspicious. It should be produced right now. And there should be major media doing investigative reports, ObamaCrimes.com. Phil, let us check in with you once a week in the next 3 weeks as this develops and unfolds, okay?
That's wonderful.
Phil Berg, thank you so much for the time.
My pleasure.
There he goes. All right, folks, there goes Phil Berg. We'll take your calls, get into the economy, also all the incredible police state news on the other side. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network in association with Emmis Communications.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potential potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
ProSpy.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, hidden safes, and much more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker. The RFID tags in ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. RFID blocker is available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com also carries a wide variety of night vision cameras and scopes to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to face any situation. Don't forget to order your personal security devices and shop for so much more. Go to ProSpy.com. ProSpy.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yeah, my issue isn't even whether Barack Obama is a Muslim or not. We know that wouldn't matter. He's bought and paid for by the New World Order. Three times the contribution from Wall Street and McCain. Media clearly has been bending towards Obama, giving him unfair coverage. I mean, I just report it like I see it here. You know, I'm not for George Bush or Bill Clinton or any of these people. There's something about Barack Obama and all the police state actions threatening to arrest people that criticize him, and that's actually been on the news. And the fact that he won't release these documents and that he did spend a lot of his life out of the country. He was a little kid, and his daddy was a Muslim and a Muslim dictatorship, and he did go to madrasa. This is amazing. And the media makes no issue and says if you question that he might be a Muslim, you're an idiot. I mean, I think that's a fair question. Now, I mean, if he was a Muslim that was pro-Second Amendment, wanted to have national sovereignty, anti-New World Order, that'd be fine with me. The point here is that presidents are puppets of the military-industrial complex, and the president we've got, George Bush, just told the Congress a week ago he'd declare martial law if they didn't pass the spending package, the banker takeover bill. But during the break, Trey Kincaid, my producer, also board ops on the Sunday show, he raised a point that I thought was excellent. Make that point, Trey.
I was just saying, you notice they're always trying to do reverse legislation, and he'll probably end up being president, and then they'll have to pass a bunch of laws to make it legal so they can backtrack all their crimes, and then next thing you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger is going to be the president.
Well, that's right. People are saying, Alex, you just don't like him because his daddy was a black man. Again, I could care less how much melanin's in his skin. Could care less. Don't care. You know, I'm a 21st century guy. I'm not into all that. It's not what the show's about. Arnold Schwarzenegger's daddy was an SS captain, the equivalent of a colonel. He ran an entire sector of Austria, took people to their deaths. When his daddy died, his mother married the head of the SS in Austria. The head of the SS is Arnold's daddy. He's sat on the knee of Kurt Waldheim, top SS officer, former head of the UN. and I made a film, 911, Rise of the Police State, Martial Law, 911, Rise of the Police State, long title. The last hour, 3 hours long, is about Schwarzenegger. Now, he shouldn't be able to be president because he was not born here. Now, look, it isn't that I don't want a black guy in there. I don't want a white Nazi in there. And I sure don't want a liar in there who's covering up he was born in Kenya or that he went to Muslim schools. And it's a fact he did it. And the fact is that he's covering it up. That's the fact here. And there's all this Obama brainwashing going on, and I've had enough of it. 877-590-5525, 877-590-5525. Unbelievable. You know, I'm a communist when I'm against George Bush destroying the Bill of Rights. And then now I'm going to be a right-winger disliking Obama as president. Folks, I'm a constitutionalist. I look at the facts and I report. I got an easy job. Don't look at this show through the lens of left or right. I'm telling you, 9/11's an inside job. Go look at it. And I'm telling you, Barack Obama's covering up who he really is. We just call it like it is here. If you want to comment on the Obama thing, 877-590-5525. All right, getting into the economy, a bunch of police state news in the final segment right now. Let's go to Noah in Denton, Texas. You're on the air, sir.
Hello, Alex. I'm a big fan of the show.
Welcome.
I was astonished the other day when I heard Mike Burgess on your show. That's my representative here in Denton.
Well, they were threatened with martial law, so we had him on. We had another congressman on. They were martial law, so we just thought we'd have him on.
Do you think he's a listener of your show?
No, but basically we're always amazed. Pretty much anybody we call, whether it's Chuck Norris or Jesse Ventura or you name it, to come on the show, they already know who we are and are generally listeners. I didn't ask Burgess that. Did Burgess's office, Trey, get your mic back over there, buddy. He swings it away from him like it's a cobra when he's not on it. Did Burgess's office know who we were?
I can't remember off the top of my head, but when I dropped the name and everything, was just pulled up. Because they're up in Fort Worth.
Yeah, so. Well, regardless, sir, so it sounds like he is, but what's your question?
Because I've sent him several emails about Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth and also InfoWars news articles and things like that, and I was hoping if you can get him back on the show sometime, maybe you can ask him what his views are on 9/11. I've read his website, and he seems to believe the official story. And he won't see
well, look, we just had a Republican and Democratic congressman on about how they were threatened with martial law. And so that's why we had him on. It was on that subject and, you know, that subject alone.
Okay, I understand that. I found a website just recently called TexasSecession.com. It's about the Republic of Texas.
Texas can legally secede, but we don't need five ne'er-do-wells in a trailer to do it and declare themselves president first. If we want to secede, it needs to be done in an orderly fashion through the legislature.
I agree. Maybe we should start pressuring some of these congressmen about that.
Hell, I'm looking for a free country to move to. People always say get out. Patriots are supposed to stay and try to make it better, but if they're going to federalize everything and take everything I got, I might as well just get out of here. No, I'm not leaving, folks. Don't start any rumors. Bobby and Callie, you're on the air, Bobby. Go ahead.
Hi. First, I want to tell everybody that flu shots have mercury, aluminum, and formaldehyde.
Absolute admitted fact. Mm-hmm. From 1 in 25,000 with autism to 1 in 86 now. From 1 in 33 getting cancer to now 1 in 2. It was 1 in 3, now 1 in 2.
And I want to tell everyone to go to Google Video, type in Argentina economic collapse, and look exactly what.
And that was engineered by the IMF and World Bank. We got their documents on that. A first world nation within a month was a third world nation.
Yeah, I've heard you talking about that for years and years, how the exact same thing as Argentina.
Absolutely. It's the last chapter in my book, Descent into Tyranny, which is, by the way, almost out of print. 15,000 copies. I'm not printing more. There's a couple hundred copies left. If you want Descent into Tyranny, up on InfoWars.com. Online video and bookstore right there. Steve in Colorado. You're on the air, Steve.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for waking me and so many others up. I just wanted to ask two things. It's no doubt that there's a lot of military buildup I've seen on the highways here in Colorado, and that we're close to martial law. I'm a Prison Planet .tv member and was wondering if you think that your audience / members who are signed up through your website are going to get rounded up, get that 4 a.m. red, blue, green thing that, you know, that they talk about on YouTube.
No, sir, that's not how it's going to work. Look, the government, the criminals that run our country, that call themselves the government, have announced that they're going to arrest everybody and have announced the NSA is listening to you and have announced they're going to do all this because they want to have a chilling effect and scare you into not speaking up when it's key that everybody who loves liberty – black, white, old, young, it doesn't matter, Hispanic, purple, green, polka dot, speak up now for liberty. Okay? So, yes, a lot of stuff's tracked on the web, a lot of stuff's tracked on the internet, period. There are tens of millions of people a month that visit Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. If you go to Alexa.com and look at the ratings, 84%, 85% of those are in the U.S. How are they going to arrest 10 million people? They're not going to. We're the majority. I talk to police chiefs. I talk to sheriffs. I talk to Congress people. They're against what's happening. It's a private group of banks doing this. So instead of living in fear and thinking it's going to be some hot martial law that comes overnight and they arrest us all in one day, they don't have the personnel for that, like the Boston Globe tries to put out. We're saying it's going to happen. It's incremental. Where due process, the rule of law are overturned, where they taser 400 and something people to death, where they threaten Congress. See, martial law is against certain groups. See, the White House threatens Congress. Well, Congress should have just stood up to that bluff. I mean, imagine if they said we're going to arrest Congress or kick Congress out. It would have been ridiculous. But Lincoln did do that, so he was actually able to do it. First thing Lincoln grabbed, though, was Congress and key things. Here's the deal. The first person you'll see get grabbed down this line won't even be Alex Jones. It'll be business owners and corporate chiefs that weren't on the inside of the New World Order or thought they were but weren't. Then it'll be people like Alex Jones. Or more often, they'll just shut down the web and kick me off the radio. Then it doesn't matter. So I'm a canary in the coal mine. If you see me go down, then something else might happen. All right, let's jam in one more here. Let's go ahead and go to Rob in Vermont. Rob, you are on the air.
Hey, thanks, Alex. One thing, keep up the good work. Second thing is everybody out there needs to get into a position of elected office at the very local level. A bunch of us are up in Vermont or getting our, you know.
And here's the point. The New World Order runs its candidates claiming they're patriots. Why not run our candidates claiming we're New World Order?
I'm talking about real local. I'm talking about
local, yeah.
I'm talking local towns, local, you know, justice of the peace, because in Vermont law, and it's probably all over the country, we then have a lawful duty to check and make sure the ballots and the votes are all.
That's right, and you have right legal to secede and right to revolt as well. Anything else?
I'll put
you on hold. We'll come back to you after break. Stay with us.
Would you walk around with your credit card number displayed on your back for anyone to read? Of course not. But if you have one of the 50 million new contactless credit and debit cards in circulation in your wallet, that's exactly what you're doing. I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder of Identity Stronghold, and we think this is information you need to know. You may not even realize you already have one of these cards because they look physically just like the old card. The difference is an RFID chip hidden inside the card that makes radio communication with the card possible right through your wallet, purse, or pants pocket without you ever removing the card. Pickpockets no longer even have to touch you to get your information. Our company realizes the privacy danger this represents, and that's why we manufacture the Secure Sleeve. The Secure Sleeve is a patent-pending card sleeve that contains a radio frequency barrier, preventing radio signals from reaching your card. You can get more information and purchase the Secure Sleeve online at idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com, or call us at 800-610-2770.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
ProSpy.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, hidden safes, and much more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker. The RFID tags and ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. RFID blocker is available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com also carries a wide variety of night vision cameras and scopes to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to face any situation. Don't forget to order your personal security devices and shop for so much more. Go to ProSpy.com. ProSpy.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Are you sick and tired of spending your hard-earned money to fill your gas tank? Then do something about it. Fuel Savers Fuel Conditioner lets you drive further on each gallon of fuel. Completely safe for all engines. Just add a small squeeze of product to your tank each time you fill up to improve your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more, saving you 35 to 80 cents on every gallon. Each little 2-ounce squeeze bottle is highly concentrated and costs only $8 to treat 100 gallons of gas or 50 gallons of diesel. Buy a case and the price drops to a mere $6 per bottle with free shipping. Be one of the first 10 orders and get an additional 10% off your case purchase. That's $5.40 to treat 100 gallons of gas. Call toll free 866-768-7811 or get more information at FuelSaverINC.com. First 10 orders, save 10% on a case purchase. Act now to save on fuel. 866-768-7811. Call now.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
My country is being flushed down the toilet by the International Banking Crime Syndicate. They've been calling it the New World Order, a New World Order banking system. They orchestrate the crime, they get all of our money and leave us nothing. They terrorized the public into believing that they were unsuccessful, that if we gave them unlimited power, they would save the stock market. And so it dropped by $3 trillion the days after. All right, here's the deal. I want to cover a bunch of final news, but I've got about 20 stories I wanted to get to. Looks like I probably won't have time to get to them all. I'll mention them at least. But let's just rampage through your calls. Who was it I was still talking to here? I was going to let somebody finish up, and I put them back on hold. I was at Rob in Vermont. Rob, real fast, because I got a lot of calls to get to in a short time to get there. Go ahead.
Okay, second thing, Alex. Getting involved in your local government is really key right now because, look, with all the food shortages, the energy shortages.
Oh, yeah, food shortages worldwide, and it's going to start in the U.S., not just inflation.
Yep, and we got to form the networks that are going to be able to protect people, protect our rights, and protect our liberties. That doesn't mean joining a military group or any kind of thing.
I agree. Get involved, run for office, speak at the city council, get the information out. Trooper in Austin, Texas, who a few weeks ago called and said that he wanted to come arrest our guest that was criticizing Lord Obama. Trooper?
Hey. Now, this latest covert McCain supporter, he's upset because, like I said in the last program, we're not going to take it lying down the way we did with Kerry.
Hey, wait a minute. The same people that funded Bush are funding Barack Obama. Can't you understand that? Can't you understand it's not about the two parties, that both parties are owned?
You're right to a very large extent, but also the same people that funded Hillary Clinton funded McCain.
Well, here's the deal. We're going to find out, Trooper. We're probably going to end up, we're going to probably end up getting Barack Obama.
Yeah.
And so we're going to find out. And I got a sneaking suspicion. I got a sneaking suspicion. Stuff is going
to
get worse.
Bush, Cheney, those people, the reason they don't want Obama to win, they're subject to arrest. You know McCain's not going to go after him.
Oh, you think Barack Obama is going to call for criminal charges? Well, let me tell you something. The first thing Bill Clinton did was block Congressman Dan Burton's committee. When George Bush came into office, they blocked that committee from investigating Bill Clinton pardoning cocaine dealers. Look, they own both parties. Figure that out. Goodness gracious. Well, let's talk to Fred in Austin, Tejas. You're on the air, Fred.
Wow. Well, anyway, the birth certificate thing.
Yes.
Obama responded in advance of this guy floating his lawsuit because they knew the lawsuit was coming and put up his birth certificate. And what they get for an answer is, oh, well, that's not a real birth certificate. It's a fraud.
It's a certificate of it. It's not the original. We need to see the original.
Right.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
The media tells us evil Muslims, and I don't believe that, or, you know, hiding that Muslims are evil or whatever. But the point is that vicious Al-Qaeda is hiding under every toadstool and under every bed at night to try to sneak out and hurt us in the morning, you know, like monsters in the closet. It is true he went to Indonesia for years when it was a Muslim dictatorship and went to a Muslim school. I mean, this is pretty weird.
It is. Yep, it is. But since that time, he's gone to Harvard and served in the state Senate and served in the Senate of the United States.
So you like Barack Obama?
No, I don't like or dislike Barack Obama. I'd really like to have a none of the above.
I hear you.
The point is that this guy is as American citizen as anybody else.
Yeah.
And the problem is that you can sue anybody for anything.
Why'd they detain Jerome Corsi when he went to Kenya to find out if he was born there?
Well, I have no idea. I don't even know if it's true.
Oh, it's true.
The point is, Alex, you have a great show. In general, I listen to your stuff, and it's fabulous. And today, I think you're getting worked over by a crackpot. And that's the best description I can give
you. All right. Well, here's the deal. It's a major issue. And I don't agree 100% with everybody we have on the show. I mean, I have people on I disagree with, like, you know, Lord Rothschild. People say, you're in with Lord Rothschild. No, I'm having them on to debate them. But no, I mean, the Barack Obama stuff, 2 weeks ago when they were announcing they were going to arrest people that, quote, lied about him, people said that story wasn't true, and then Barack Obama's campaign said, no, it is. So, I mean, look, I'm going to talk about it. I've had guests on about John McCain, who really wasn't, you know, held as a prisoner of war that long, whose dad was the head of the Navy, head of the Pacific Fleet. And so he went and spilt his guts, known as Songbird. And I've had people on about his mafia connections and about, you know, I'm going to cover it all. You get it all here, not some left or right agenda. I want everybody to understand that. Okay? All right, let's go to Mark in Indiana. Mark, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I've been listening for a while now, and I just want to thank you for exposing the false left-right paradigm, because it's pretty depressing watching the TV, and all day long all you see is this campaign about Republicans and Democrats, and I just want you to know you're the man I turned
to. Well, thank you. What about Joe Biden? He was involved with Pakistani intelligence and the hijackers. We've gone and interviewed him. This guy's knee-deep in the... Do what?
We are changed, exposed that. Yeah, so, I mean, Joe Biden, Barack Obama, they're all the same. They're all New World Order. And I'm just saying, you're the man to go to that you can get the truth from. And Infowars.com, I spread it all over the Internet, try to wake people up all the time. And I really appreciate what you're doing.
Well, we appreciate you, my friend. Thank you so much. We just try to find the truth, try to tell the truth, do the best job we can. Are we perfect? No, none of us are. We're just here covering the information. Let's talk to Chris in Kentucky. Chris, you're on the air.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. I just wanted to say what you're talking about. The left-right paradigm is all controlled. It's all by corporations. Because a month ago, we had a massive power outage from Hurricane Ike here in Louisville, and how the police and the military blended together. You know, they all looked at...
No, I mean, that's it. It's slow martial law. Military and police working together secretly. Now it's public. Now main brigades. It isn't about George Bush or Barack Obama. It's about Northcom, owned by the private corporations. They are getting everybody ready. Troops at the Super Bowl. Troops at the Kentucky Derby.
Exactly. And that's exactly what they did when we had that power outage. And and the news media said, oh, they did so good with the police and the military. Next event, we could go to the next level. And that's gun confiscation, my friends.
Which Obama supports, banning all .223 rifles, all .308. That's banning almost half the rifles out there. And he really did vote for that. And you know what? People say it's a lie. I've got the voting record. McCain's a gun grabber, too. And I'm tired of the denial. We're losing our rights. You get 90%+ of the American people want to close the borders. Doesn't happen. 80%+ don't want a war. It continues. 99%+ don't want the bailout. 1,000-to-1 calls. They do it. The banker, it's bull. Get past these diversions. By the way, McCain wasn't even born in the U.S. He was born in the Panama Canal Zone and then lied about being born at a U.S. base that didn't exist then. We had a guest on about that and got attacked as Obama operatives. Johnny in Vancouver, Canada, you're on the air.
Well, Alex Jones, I'm a very big fan. I travel to Mexico a lot
because I'm afraid to come into your country because I'll probably be thrown in Guantanamo for the way I think. And the bottom line is I had a couple out from Texas, Fort Worth, come stay up with us for the weekend. I tried to spill the beans, tell them everything. They don't listen sometimes, and it's getting so frustrating because it's also happened down here. A Prime Minister, Stephen Harper's in with the CFR.
Yeah, he just said they're going to merge Canada with the European Union. That's all in the official documents. The U.S. is already merging, and you tell the public you're not aware. Look, I know we got loaded phone lines. I'm out of time. I can't take any more of your calls because I've got to cover the news here at the end. Folks, call me back tomorrow on the weekday show. I'll get to all of you. Just tell the folks answering the phone that you got cut off. You go to the head of the line. Okay, they're announcing that the police are tracking all your license plates in real time, recording everyone guilty until proven innocent. EU steps up pressure on Ireland to hold second Lisbon Treaty referendum. Ireland said no 4 months ago to being absorbed by the European Union, losing their liberties. They're still going to try to pass it again. Traditional light bulbs banned by EU. Doesn't matter that they're deadly poison and that the new ones are filled with mercury. Brown lawn means jail time. You got this Korean War vet, no criminal record, grandpa, done nothing wrong, got a brown yard because the sprinkler broke. They said sought it. They arrested him. They said indefinitely he may spend years in prison. No judge, no jury, no indictment, just total tyranny. Orwellian UK angers people with tree cameras snooping kids. Bloomberg. And I've got a New York Times article where kids in the U.S. are being trained at public school and private school to tattle on their parents for environmental crimes and boss their parents around. That's how tyranny starts. It has nothing to do with saving the earth. They want carbon taxes paid to the private banks. New killer drones can be piloted by teenagers. Told you this years ago. Wired Magazine, they're saying that buck-toothed, basically, kids eating Hot Pockets and drinking Sunny D are going to be running the killer drones. Army orders pain ray trucks. New report shows potential for death. The Air Force admits that it will actually kill people. Local police departments in the Pentagon to get high-powered microwave guns to control rioting crowds when they repossess and take everything you own. They've been gearing up for decades for martial law. They're implementing it right now. NATO to attack Afghan opium labs. That means tribes they don't control where they're not getting the opium. It just goes on and on and on. We are out of time. Global warming. Boise gets its earliest snow on record. Earth is cooling as sun cools down. Our sun was hotter than ever. It is now cooled off. Ladies and gentlemen, we are out of time. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are the websites. Get out there and stand up against tyranny. Defend liberty!
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Dr. Led from